That was Chic with La Freak from 1978. Good morning. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine. And
I'm another guy sitting at the table here talking with a microphone in front of me.
This is Boomer Bill.
Hey, the boom. The boom.
Yes, the boom. Well, Boomer Bill, in honor of National DJ Month, I've had on several DJs talking about their shows, talking about what inspired them to create the shows with the music that they play. And so that's no different than this morning.
Okay.
So one of my questions that I always ask is, you know, how did you first become a DJ, disc jockey, radio host?
Well, I grew up in the 1960s. And let me tell you, music to me and my friends was this huge topic of conversations. We talked about all the artists. I love music. I listened to music every chance I had. Now, back then, we only had AM radio. Mm-hmm. And I would go to bed at night, even though I lived in North Georgia, I could get WLS, a Chicago station, and I would listen to that and, you know, until I went to sleep. Now, that did not make my parents happy. Mm-hmm. But that's how much I loved music back then. And I remember the change of my voice, my aunt suggested that, why don't you go into radio? And it was just like the heavens opened up. Mm-hmm. And so I did. I went into radio, and I was a teenager. I was a high school student playing at the local radio station. And I died and went to heaven. I died and went to heaven. That's what it was like for me. Get to play all the music that I loved. And the program had a lot of listeners, so I was pleased with that.
Okay, nice. Did you have I don't know how it worked. Could people call in or call
yes.
your station? Okay. Did you
yes.
have a lot of people call in and kind of be like, hey, what did you go by? What was your name?
I used my real name.
Use your real name? Okay.
Which I'm not going to tell you.
I won't tell anyone either.
Yeah.
Secret safe with me. But did you have like listeners call in and request specific things?
I would get on average. Now, this is a tiny town. Mm-hmm. Where I grew up is smaller than Port St. Joe.
Okay.
And as a 1,000-watt AM station, I would get maybe 3 to 4 letters a day, plus phone calls. Mm-hmm. And so it was very popular in that area. And so I love that.
Yeah.
A high school kids would say hello to me and ask me to play a song for them or whatever.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, it was. Like I say, I died and went to heaven. And then graduated, went to college, and I did some DJ work there.
Yeah. Now that you're at WKGC, you kind of are doing the same type of show. You're bringing back some of that 60s music, right?
Well, there's a couple of differences. One, back in the 60s, I didn't know anything about the artists.
Yeah.
When the Beatles first came on, we knew their names, but we didn't know anything about the Beatles because obviously there was not the internet at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know so much, so I can bring in a lot of the background that was going on. Another thing that's quite different, when I worked at first, I had 3 knobs and buttons. I just had a volume for my voice and a volume for the song and a couple of buttons on the console. That was it. I think you've got like 70 or 80 buttons in front of you.
I feel like, I got about 70 or 80 and I use 2.
But it's confusing, isn't it?
It can be. Okay, well, that's so cool. I love that. Later on in our break, we're gonna take a little break in a few minutes. But later on, we're gonna talk about the 2 shows that you host here
okay.
on WKGC. One of the things I just wanted to ask: what are some of the songs that people can hear when they tune into your shows?
Well, what I like to do, of course, is 60s music. And the interesting thing is it's obviously meant for early baby boomers. But I have had people I have talked to or emailed to between ages of 18 and 87.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I've communicated. So the 60s music has a very wide range of listeners, particularly kids that were children or grandchildren of baby boomers.
Yeah.
They heard this music while they were growing up.
Yeah.
Okay, and one thing I like to do is back when I was a DJ, we had the top 40 format. So quite often, the people of listening to radio of the 1960s only heard 40 songs.
Okay.
During a period of time.
Yeah.
I like to get songs that were very good, but it didn't get on the air that much. So yeah. I like to bring out some songs that were mildly popular back in the 60s, but were very good. And I like to play these unknown songs over the air.
I love that. And we have a song right now, Earls Remember Then. Yeah. Can you tell me about this song?
Well, actually, they were a temporary group, but they're still around today. And what they do is they travel the oldie circuit.
Yeah.
So even though they were popular just for a short time in the 1960s, they remained as a group with members coming and going. And what you'll see a lot now is old performers are on the oldie circuit. Mm-hmm. Probably all the original Earls have passed away. Mm-hmm. But they've got a group calling themselves the oldies, the Earls out there.
Okay, nice. Well, we're going to listen to that song. So here it is.
It's a theme. It's a theme.
It's a theme? Okay.
Yeah, Remember Then.
Okay, so here's Earls Remember Then from 1962 on The Mix.
Remember, 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 then.
I'm broken-hearted now, since we have parted now. My mind wanders now and then. Remember then.
From environmental legislation to cutting-edge science on the state of the natural world, Earthwise offers a look at our changing environment. Join me, Randy Simon, as we travel from national parks to the green business sector to stay up to date on the latest environmental news and information. Our goal is to inspire and enlighten because decisions by people like you will determine the planet we leave for future generations. Earthwise, weekdays on this station or anytime at earthwiseradio.org.